The World This Week, Politics.
Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, a leftist former president, won Brazil's election, beating Jair Bolsonaro, the populist right-wing incumbent. Lula, as he is known, won 50.9% of the votes, to Mr. Bolsonaro's 49.1%, the narrowest winning margin since Brazil's return to democracy in the 1980s. After the result was declared, Mr. Bolsonaro refused to speak publicly for 45 hours. He eventually gave a two-minute speech and said he would comply with the Constitution. He also asked supporters who had taken to the streets to stop blocking roads with lorries. Although Mr. Bolsonaro did not explicitly concede, his chief of staff said that the transition of power would proceed smoothly. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, seemed to be on track to return to office after a parliamentary election. His bloc of religious and right-wing parties was set to take 62 to 65 of the 120 seats in the Knesset, Israel's parliament. Ethiopia and the leaders of the rebel region of Tigray agreed to stop fighting, offering hope of an end to a two-year civil war that has taken thousands of lives and starved millions of people under blockade in Tigray. In talks mediated by the African Union, the two sides also agreed to a disarmament plan and to allow the flow of humanitarian aid. Twin bombings in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed at least 100 people in an attack claimed by Al-Shabaab, a jihadist group affiliated to Al-Qaeda. In recent weeks, government forces have captured 10 major towns from Al-Shabaab in an offensive supported by clan militias. Ghana's government slashed public spending as it tries to contain a debt crisis that has caused interest rates to soar and its currency to sink. It is in talks with the IMF over a rescue package. Egypt arrested dozens of people accused of preparing anti-government protests coinciding with the COP27 environmental summit, which starts on November 6th. Rishi Sunak, Britain's new prime minister, said he would attend the COP27 climate change summit, reversing an earlier decision not to go because he was too busy. In his appointments to government jobs, Mr. Sunak demoted the status of the Minister for Climate Policies. Tackling concerns that he is less committed to reducing emissions than Boris Johnson was, Mr. Sunak said there is no long-term prosperity without action on climate change.